In their traveling, they reached a Red Sea. A Red Sea where they were helpless, where an enemy follows them, where the mountains surround them, where death is in front of them, and there they stand still. How many of you know something of stand still places? Yet it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Day by day they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. And God opened the Red Sea, and it said they went through dry shore. It emphasizes dry. It meant what it said. All the moisture was taken out. Dry shore, they never got to feed them. The Red Sea stood up, but let us not forget, the same Red Sea that stood up drowned their enemy. We're more concerned with the application of the power of God, and we are the power of God. As I said yesterday, one principle of truth cannot stand out beyond another. All of them are necessary in the preaching of the gospel of the Son of God. I believe it was Jeremiah speaks of this thing where it said, God looking upon his people, when I saw thee in thy blood, I said unto thee, live, pass by. And we follow this. We follow this blessed stream. Yes, a stream of life. A stream of and dying brings a stream of life to sinners. We find Jesus, while he was here, when he prepared to observe the literal Passover and to end it, he took his disciple into an upper room, and he took the cup. He took the cup, and you know what he said? He said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. And the New Testament had not been written. Symbolically, he was saying, here is every promise for a sinner that there will ever be recorded in the New Testament, symbolically, is here in this cup. The cup of suffering. In his agony in the garden, when his sweat became as great drops of blood, falling to the ground, when his disciples went to sleep, when they couldn't watch an hour. If you ever get to feel like you're not going to forsake your Lord or deny him, just remember those poor disciples who are here, and the Lord of glory over here, and they go to sleep. In his agony, you'd say, well, I wouldn't go to sleep like time like that. And they go to sleep, seem unconcerned. Why? But you know, Christ went a stone's throw from them. They used stones then to stone people to death for crime. And the Bible said he went a stone's throw, and there he knelt. He said, can't you watch 1 hour? Can you watch 1 hour? Can you have a good thought of yourself? Can you? How dependent are you upon God? If you're taught of God, at times your thoughts are hateful. 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 It isn't hard for a child of God in the right spirit to hate his own life. They know what it is. And when left to self, but for the grace of God, they had become whitewashed Pharisees. But the blood, the stream leads on. You know, when there's a shadow, if you follow the shadow, it'll lead you to a substance. The law having a shadow of good things to come, and if you will follow the blood, it'll lead you to the side of Jesus. It'll lead you to where his life was laid down for you. It will lead you to where his wonderful love was unfolded. It will lead you, my friend, to sometimes lift up your heads. It leads to a substance. It leads to the very life of Christ. And under the law, it said almost all things. I can't use the word, as it were, are purified with blood or whatever it was, a ceremonial cleansing under the law. I don't want to get too lengthy. I want to get this subject out of my system, though. It won't take me long. I remember under the law that the high priest, when he had to offer a lamb, he bound that lamb something like this to the horns of the altar. They had horns on the altar, and he laid it down, and he bound it down with cords, and then he takes his knife, and in a vessel he catches the blood. What does the Bible say? Bind the sacrifice, even with cords, to the horns of the altar. And the eternal purpose of God and the covenant between him and his Son bound him to the altar to die, that we might live. But my friend's eternal love also brought him there. And when you see the dying of the Lord by faith, you'll see the lamb that's bound there. Cup my Father gave me, must I not drink it, he says. The blood of a new covenant, the everlasting covenant, it's called the blood of the everlasting covenant. And the high priest, once each year on the Day of Atonement, it couldn't be every day, just one day in the year, called the Day of Atonement, he went alone into the holiest of holies, making an offering for the people, and they waited outside. Typical of our great high priest who went once for all into the most holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He sprinkled the things inside with the blood, showing the application of the blood of Christ to his people. And without the shedding of blood, the Bible said, there's no remission of sin. That great man Toplady said, not the labor of my hands can fulfill the law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Oh, my brethren, what a truth. What a glorious truth. The blood. The stream never ceases, leading to Calvary. The soldiers knew no part they were taking in that when they pierced his side. I found in the ark that had a door and it was in the side. It wasn't above, it was in the side. And there, when Jesus died, our Savior, oh, do we not hope we can say our Savior? A fountain was opened. A great fountain was opened that day to the house of David. And what was it open for? To the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. Uncleanness. We're all as an unclean thing. But the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. Not part of it. It can't be part. It must be all. 99 and 99, 100% won't do. Redemption of the people of God, chosen in eternity, given to him by the precious blood of Christ. And the scripture says he has obtained eternal redemption for them. The dead will never come back and rise again. He's in heaven with a receipt for that debt. The riven hands of my Lord is a receipt for the debt he paid. While he lives, my friends, will live. The riven side is a receipt for the debt. And he appears in the presence of God for us. Yes, he's not in heaven as an invisible something, but he's in heaven, my friends, as the one who rose and was seen go to heaven by the disciples when he led them to Galilee. Apostle Peter said, for as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish, who barely was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest for us in these last times, who by him do believe in God, who raised him from the dead. I wish I was as new, I would as sure I would meet you people on the sunny climes of eternal glory as the doctrine I'm preaching to you this morning. Yes, sometime at Brother Dave said, I'm afraid. But the precious truth, the blood, the prophet had said, they shall look on him whom they have pierced. And the soldier knew nothing of the purpose of God unfolding. They thought it was all in their hand. It was not lawful to leave a body hanging over the Sabbath day. And the soldiers went out to see they were all dead. They break the bones of the two thieves. But when they came to Jesus, they said, he's dead already. They couldn't break his bone. His bone represented the church of the living God. We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. And a man has never yet hated his own life. They took a spear and they pierced his side. And my friend, let me say in closing today, that blood speaks as loud as it did when it ran down the precious body of Jesus. And if you by faith have seen it, if you by faith have said in your poor heart, he died for me, he died for me, heaven will be your home. The blood. And no wonder the poet could say, dear dying lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. Ere since by faith I saw that stream, thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die.